two, three, poop. Poop.
Cool.
Awesome. Okay, Catherine, how are you?
I am pretty good. Just, I be out here in ATL living life. How are you doing, Jason?
The image of you right now doesn't scream, I'm living life. It just screams, I'm barely alive.
Who said I was telling the truth when
I know,
I
I know,
answered earlier?
I know. So I want to start off with a hot take, but it's not a hot take, it's just more of a fact. I just want to say that 21 Pilots is a terrible band.
This is not new news. You've talked about this so many times on the podcast. I don't know why you chose to bring it up now.
I just, because we had talked about it, like
I sent you
you
a
messaged
meme.
me that meme of 21 Pilots, and I was just like, I'm just going to reiterate that this is a terrible band.
In case anyone was wondering.
Some important news, breaking news. Put in breaking news music, Catherine. She gave me a thumbs up. My Chemical Romance is coming back for one night only. Allegedly. Because I don't believe that.
I'm still like in denial. That's why when
So.
you told me, my first reaction was like source, because I super don't believe you.
Source, as if
Yeah.
there was a leak in like Trump's emails. So we're going to talk more about it on a mini episode coming up because I have a lot to say, and Catherine seems like she has a lot on her mind as well.
Yep, and it's all My Chemical Romance related.
Also, big news, more breaking news music. Rage Against the Machine is coming back next year. And it's timely because it's election year. So it's kind of perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that checks out. I'll be listening to it while I watch the debates,
While I shower,
Yeah,
just screaming, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah, the huge. So it's very timely, and I'm definitely planning to fly out to one of their shows. I'm super fucking amped to go. Me and Catherine are going. Catherine's gonna meet me in El Paso, and we're gonna fucking go see Rage Against the Machine. I'm gonna throw Catherine into the mosh pit of just angry, shirtless white guys, and it's gonna be like Woodstock 98.
Jesus, that sounds terrifying. Thank you for that.
Some other relating news to today's topic. Taylor Swift will be awarded Artist of the Decade at American Music Awards this November 24th. Catherine, do you agree with that?
No. I don't ag I think for like the entire decade,
Yeah.
I don't think she's necessarily the most successful. I think she is a very significant, like she's made a really like significant mark in the last
She's an
decade.
icon. She's
Yeah,
an
like I
icon of the
think she's
decade.
definitely reached icon status, but I wouldn't say she's the most like I wouldn't say she's the most successful for the last decade when like Beyoncé exists.
Beyoncé
You
exists.
know, like
I
that's
agree.
a
Lady
large part of
Gaga.
it.
So
Yeah.
there's a lot to go through this. A little fun fact that the award was not given for the 2000s at all. They
They
skipped
looked
the
at the 2000s
2000s.
and were like, you know
We're like,
what? No one
no.
deserves it. No one deserves
When
it.
honestly, it should have been Britney Spears as artist of the decade of the 2000s. It's Britney Spears.
That's a fair
Yeah.
point, honestly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
honestly, it's Britney Spears, and they didn't give it to her. This might have been around the time when she shaved her head and shit.
Yeah.
It was like really bad. Like you can't have
I think that's what it was. I think by the end of
probably.
the decade, it just wasn't.
So like we can't give this to
It
her right
wasn't a good
now.
move, you know?
Exactly. So, before we get into our topic today, what is annoying Catherine this week other than unemployment?
Thanks, Jason, for that. What is annoying me this week? So I have this really big, super fuzzy queen size blanket that I love.
Yes.
It is too big for my washer and dryer. So like you can put it in, but it won't dry because like there's not enough room for it to circulate properly. I
Do you
spent a
take it
solid
out?
5 hours trying to dry that thing last week. So that's kind of annoying. There anything else? I don't
That is a very Catherine issue.
You know,
It's either drying your clothes or your plants.
it's the small things. It's the small things.
All the insert all the small things by Blink-182.
All the small things.
So,
I get sued for saying words.
I know. So today's topic is Taylor Swift, and it is a little scary for me to talk about her.
And this is part one because there's a lot to cover.
This is part one. There's a lot. So, Catherine, segue us.
You know better than to.
Talk about the 2000s.
There you go. I hate it.
Yes, it's disgusting. So, as we said, we are talking about Taylor Swift. Swiftie. Talking about Taylor Swift is scary. It's very frightening
To
because Taylor
you
Swift,
only.
well, to me only because Taylor Swift fans are insane.
They are pretty raving, I guess, is a good word for it.
I think rabid is another R word for it.
Raving and
Rabid.
rabid, yeah.
Raving and rabid.
Yeah.
Honestly, Taylor's like, if I said the wrong fucking thing today and they heard it, they're gonna send me
I already know
threats.
you're gonna say the wrong thing, Jason, because
I
I
can
know how
already
you feel
feel it.
about Taylor Swift.
I can I I'm not the hugest fan, but learning, doing research on her, I can definitely, appreciate the hard work and her dedication to writing music,
Yeah.
I can really appreciate it. But my God, her fan base, I learned this. Her fans are called Swifties. I had no
You
idea they
didn't
had a
know
name.
that?
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Come out from
I
under your nu metal rock, Jason.
You too, motherfucker.
No, but I've known this though. I listen to a
Yes.
lot of other. I think I listen to a wider variety of music than you do.
I beg to differ.
I see. Let's
I
not
beg
fight
to
this now,
differ.
but I think, for example, I listen to country music. You don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
There's not really a kind of music that I am unwilling to listen to.
Yeah, country's just not, I don't know. It's just not for me, which is perfect and why we're talking about Taylor Swift today, because this is not for me at
No, it
all.
isn't. Honestly, you were absolutely not Taylor Swift's
No,
demographic artist or target audience. That's the word I'm looking for. You're not in her target
it's you.
audience at
It's
all.
you. It's you.
More was because her main target
It
audience are
definitely is
like
you. I
young white
saw.
girls, and like I'm.
Yes. Are you an old
Well, when I say
white
young, I
girl?
mean like under like not adult yet, like teen
Not being
specifically.
able to drive.
It's very like teen white girl is her
Cannot
target
buy
audience. Like it literally
alcohol.
says in her Wikipedia page, teen girls.
Teen
Like
girls.
that's her target audience. And when she was first a thing, I was her target audience.
Yes.
And like as I've aged, I've grown out of it more. But like I did listen
As
to her. I've listened to her off and on basically throughout her career, but
yes.
I've never been like a hardcore fan.
There's never been a year where there was a hit Taylor Swift song not playing on the radio.
Right.
It is perpetual in our atmosphere.
I think one thing, like one argument you could make for her getting the most successful artist of the decade, like I think the one argument you could make, while again, I don't agree with it, is that she has been consistently successful for over a decade. Like that,
Yes.
I think you could make that argument that she has been
Yes.
incredibly consistent in that.
Her numbers have proven to be huge all the time.
Right. Like she's never had an album that like t tanked, you know? Like
She was on
she's
NPR
yeah.
the other day, tiny, tiny fucking desk concert.
Yeah.
It's just a corner of the room. I feel like any other artists I've seen, like people show up, but for her, it was just packed full of teenage white girls or preteen white girls. It is
Yeah.
packed. It looks
'Cause
like
that's
Black
her main
Friday.
audience. And
It looks like Black
she
Friday.
also knows that though. She knows that most of her audience
Oh
are
yeah.
like young
Oh yeah. Huge.
people, you
Yeah.
know.
Big time. I feel like Taylor Swift fans, the moment you become a fan, you don't age. I feel like they've all stayed 14. Like you're not actually 24. You're actually still 15.
I don't know, you like I sometimes I hear about like celebrities and like more famous people, I guess, who like are really into Taylor Swift, and I'm like, there are adults who are super into her.
It's
Like
she
a
just
like
she
Alex
makes
like
catchy
Alex
pop
Morgan's
music.
super into her.
Okay, that
And
doesn't surprise me in the least
well,
fucking
no,
bit.
they're I think they're very
That
similar,
doesn't.
just like Alex Morgan's the Taylor Swift of sports.
Yeah, Alex Morgan, it is no, I no 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 no.
You
I
only say that
strongly
because you
beg to
love Alex
differ.
Morgan, but like
I love
she's
Alex.
low
She's
key the Taylor
pregnant.
Swift of
She's
she's low key the
pregnant.
Taylor Swift of sports.
Yeah, but she hasn't, No. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I strongly disagree.
I
Like when I
think
take a
there are
survey,
parallels.
strongly disagree.
There are parallels. They're not the same person, but there are parallels.
They are white. They are
Yes.
both white. All right. So let's start from the very beginning, from her birth. It's quite the rich history. So this will be a two-part episode. This first part, we're really going to talk about her music and her career. Our part two will just be her fans, her dating life, scandals, all the fun stuff. I think that's where I'll get real in trouble.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get super in trouble.
So if fans want to send me any threats to my life, want to wish me ill will, I will give you Catherine's address and you can send her all the hate mail you want.
Bold of you to assume that I would ever give you my address.
Plot twist, your roommate gave it to me already, you motherfucker.
Jeez. I'm gonna
Boom!
have to have a talk with her.
Yeah! So please send any death threats to Catherine. She'll post it on her wall along with her movie posters that I can see hanging. Boom!
Evil cackle.
Evil cackle. So she's had quite a career in like a heartbeat. So Taylor Swift was not a broke girl. She came from quite the privilege, knowing that her dad worked for a hedge fund and her mom was also part of like some accounting firm or whatever. So she was not,
From an old country road.
an old cunt. She was
That's
not from an
not what
old
I
country
said,
road.
but
She's not from an old country road, but she's from a gentrified part of it. She's like Nashville now, not Nashville then. She goes to Starbucks, not your local cafe. That's Taylor Swift, I think. She's Starbucks. So knowing this kind of plays a factor into how Swift found her way. She was signed to a small label called Big Machine Records, small label that like had been created. Her dad bought 3% of the company for 120 grand. Other artists can't really fucking do that and have their dad kind of pay their way into it a little bit,
Right.
That's not what I mean, Taylor Swift fans. So don't say like she didn't work hard. I'm sorry.
She didn't work hard, but she definitely had a step up because of her privilege.
She had the key to the door.
Yeah.
She had the key to the door. So, and early on, she lived in like the middle of nowhere, some other neighborhood, I don't know where, but she moved to Nashville, Tennessee. And so Nashville, country music everywhere. So you're gonna meet some people there. Her self-titled album spent 157 weeks on the Billboard charts. Do you know how fucking crazy that is?
Yeah, it's that's insane.
Like, holy shit. I went to community college in 157 weeks, and she was on the fucking charts forever. Like, eh.
I still remember that first self-titled album because that's when I was her target audience, and so like I listened to that album all the time. It
I
was a
will
good
say,
and the thing is preparing for this episode, I listened to it again and I'm like, you know what? I still stand by it. Like
I
I'll still listen to this. I don't care.
was at my parents' house and I attempted to listen to You Belong to Me and I realized I really can't listen to this shit. And then I proceeded to blast corn to wash all that away.
Well, you also, the fact that you don't like country music does not help because that was,
No.
I think that was the most country she's ever been, is that first album.
Yes.
And so if you don't like country, you're not gonna like that album because
It's
it's
country.
pretty classic country. Yeah, it's very like 2000s country.
I will say she did work hard. She had the key to the door to get into where she is now.
Yeah.
But I do think she had a really great work ethic. Number one, she wrote and still writes 90% of her own music.
Right. And
That is a testament to her
that
talent.
first album, she was still young. She was still a teenager,
She was
and
16.
I'm pretty sure it was Our Song where it I don't remember the exact like thing that it met, but she was like the youngest person to have ever like completely written that song her own,
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that where
yeah.
it had become that successful. And
Yeah.
like that I think like speaks a lot for a natural talent and
She
skill for
fucking writes
songwriting.
hits.
Yeah, like she, I think, as a songwriter, is really, really strong, and I don't think anyone can argue
No,
that, whether or not you
no.
personally like her music.
No, she can fucking write hits. Like
Yeah.
that's why labels loved her, 'cause it's like she's knocking out hits like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Our Song,
So
not gonna lie, it's a bop.
it's
I'm into that song. Our Song is a slamming screen door.
Catherine has Taylor Swift songs all tattooed on her left thigh.
It's true. You know, I actually just saw a meme about that song the other day. I think it was great.
Well,
Let me
what
show it
was
to you.
it?
I'll show it to you.
What was it?
And I'll describe it for the listeners as well.
Since her label was really small, her and her mom would mail her albums to radios and TV stations to have a listen and stuff, which I think is like pretty wild. Let me see this meme. Our song is a slamming screen door sneaking, move over. Sneaking out late, tapping on your window.
And it's a picture of like a little parakeet with a cowboy hat on. So it's just the words from the song with a parakeet and a cowboy hat. And I'm like, oh, I
That's
love that. I love that.
going on the page.
Yeah.
So she was doing a bunch of TV appearances, radio shows, and then ended up opening for Rascal Flatts. One of Catherine's favorite bands, who were
Life is
huge at the
a
time.
highway.
Shut up.
I wanna ride it all night long.
So Catherine heard that song and was just like, I'm gonna move to Atlanta. She was so motivated, so inspired by Rascal Flatts. So
I
she
can't wait to do a
replaced.
country episode. I'm gonna make you do it.
I know we have to do it. We have to do it. Oh, fun fact, artist of the decade for 1990s was your boy, Mr. Garth Brooks,
That
artist of the
checks
decade.
out.
Rhinestones everywhere.
That checks out.
So, when she was touring, she opened for Rascal Flatts. She replaced some guy named Eric Church.
Yes, I'm familiar.
You're familiar. He was fired for playing past his allotted time during the set. And so Eric jokingly told Taylor Swift, "You should send me your first gold record as a thank you." And so she fucking did. Like, Homegirl has been very shady since the very beginning. Like, do not test this girl.
I don't
She
mind.
is,
Well,
yeah. I mean,
especially in the
more
country
power to her.
genre, like let's
Oh,
be
yeah.
like the country genre, there's a
Male
lot
dominated.
of shit in there. Like it's a lot of white straight men who are
It's
just,
messy.
yeah. And so
The amount of.
honestly, like I think in order to survive as a like female or non-white straight man artist in country, you have to be kind of savage because it's the only way to survive.
I was in a Latin club the other day and we're all dancing and I see this guy like start to dance. This guy looked like a roadie for like Tim McGraw.
Oh
Hot,
my
like
God.
tucked in shirt, had like the like that little tassel that like old cowboys would wear.
Oh, I think it's called like a bolo
What
or
is that
something.
called?
A bolo or something
Whatever.
like that.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
had that on. Wrangler jeans, a hole near his butt crack, and he was just grooving out with this one woman. I was just like, more power to you, Keith. More power to you, bro. And so Taylor sent Eric her gold record that said, "Thanks for playing too long and too loud on the Flats tour. I sincerely appreciate it, Taylor."
I love that.
That is amazing. So the record label owner was criticized for signing her due to the fact that she was only 16 at the time. But my thing is, hasn't the industry always created artists early on? Like they've always like started real early, like
Yeah.
from infants. You know, Justin Timberlake, Christina, Britney, there were children
Yeah. A lot
thrown
of
into the music
them
industry.
technically started earlier though. Like they were
Fuck yeah.
started to do like acting and music when they were like tiny kids.
They
'Cause
were
weren't there
tiny.
a bunch of them who were in like the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse show
Yes,
or whatever? Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and a lot of them got started really like young. So by the time they were in their teens, at that point it was like, well, they've technically already started. So
I
them
know.
going hardcore music in their teens isn't even that weird anymore.
It's not fucking weird anymore, but I don't know why they were just. I don't know. But it was weird. But my thing is, like, his whole thing was that Taylor Swift tapped into an unknown market, which was teenage girls who like country, aka Catherine.
There you go.
It was you. And it was girls who like country and go to Target all the fucking time.
I did like Target.
And so she dropped songs like Teardrops on My Guitar, Our Song, Picture to Burn, Should Have Said No. And like you said, Our Song was the youngest person ever to write, perform a number one song,
Yeah.
which is like wild. I feel like there have been younger, but I think she's still the youngest to this day.
Right.
She also dropped a Christmas album that year. So
Oh, she
Homegirl was
did, didn't
very
she? I
busy.
forgot
She's
about
very
that.
busy in 2007.
Oh, yeah.
The cover for it is so bad. It is Photoshop times a thousand.
I love that. Well, that was also, I think, for the time, though, especially
It
in
is
country
so.
music. Like, if you look at country music, like, album covers, they're
It's
all
always in the
awful. Like, they're so
middle of
bad.
the. It's always in the Midwest. It's always in like hayfields and like.
And
I just
just
see a long horizon
the
and like a
2000s
truck.
ones are just horribly photoshopped.
They're terrible. The
Yeah.
amount of flannel is offensive. Like the amount of flannel and just regular fit jeans is just disgusting. And so Taylor was on fire. She was Britney for country music.
Yeah.
So she won a fuck ton of awards. And then later that same year, she started dating Joe Jonas.
She sure did.
We will dive into that shit in part two because that is just the beginning. It has not ended. And so then her next album dropped, Fearless, which is a soundtrack to Catherine's life.
How so? Please tell me why.
Well, for some reason, when I was researching this, I just kept thinking about you. I was like, this is her artist. Like, this is what you listen to
I
growing
actually
up.
didn't listen to this album as much. I knew like a lot of the singles and stuff, but it's not like an album
It's
that I
not the
listened.
album.
I did never like listen to the whole album. Again, I've listened to her very off and on throughout her career. So
If
like
you could.
the albums I listened to the most were probably her first self-titled album and then 1989.
If you could pick one album from Taylor Swift to listen to forever, which one would it be?
Like exclusively only listen to that
Exclusively
album?
only. If you could pick like that one album that's just like, this is that album for me.
Wait, but when I say like exclusively, I mean like this is the only album by Taylor Swift I can listen to, or this is the only album of literally anything I can listen to for the rest of my life.
Just only Taylor Swift, like
Okay,
only
for
Taylor
just
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Then I would say her first one.
Her first one,
Yeah.
okay.
'Cause I think
All right.
also part of it, well, part of it's also for me though, it's like a personal nostalgia thing as well.
Okay, great.
So it's not just because I think it's her best album, but it is more personal to me than some of her other music.
Okay, cool. For me, it'd be none. So,
That doesn't surprise me.
yes. So, Fearless, I'm gonna run down the list of how many editions of this album there are. So strap the fuck in.
Oh, they're a lot.
There's a regular edition, standard edition, the Australian tour edition, the international edition, the digital edition, the Japanese edition, the Australian iTunes deluxe edition, the enhanced CD, the Target limited edition, the platinum edition, which also has a DVD component, the Target Platinum Edition, and of course, the Walmart Edition. That
You
is
gotta.
11. That is. Which one do you own, Catherine?
None of them, but nice try.
So, for some reason, these like this, and I think her next album, these three first album covers are atrocious, and I will
Again,
stick.
they're
They are.
very.
It
They're.
is a. It is for the time.
No, I'm telling you, those. Especially her first three album covers are straight up 2000s country. Like. If you look at any 2000s country album with a woman, they look
It's
like this.
rough.
Yeah, so
It's
I don't
rough.
think it's not necessarily like it's very much that's what was in style then. So.
It was very in sync. Damn it. Big ups to Swift for once again writing 80% of her own fucking album and just kind of making it known that she is the songwriter, that these hits came from my fucking mind, that there's not 20 co-writers and other people writing this shit. It's just like her and maybe some other people helping her
Yeah,
write songs.
occasionally co-writes, but like,
Occasionally.
but
But this
even
girl
then, like
is
she has
all
her,
her.
yeah.
So that is amazing, and which leads to hits. But also, you can attribute it to your rabid fan base. Because, man, you guys sprouted out from out of nowhere. Like, it really awoke that fan base. Like, teenage girls who like country on the mainstream,
Right.
it
Well, they
just
were
spoke
saying,
to the world.
especially when Taylor Swift first started, like, there wasn't really country music aimed towards younger girls who liked country. Like,
Yeah.
that wasn't a market that was tapped yet. And so, like, the fact that she was the first to do that is, I think, a large part of that, where
She
she
found a
gained that
new.
audience and they became so into it because they had never been catered to before, you know?
She found a well of oil that no one had found, and it was so much. It was she is she's a the There Will Be Blood. That's a Taylor Swift. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Ah, dude, it's so good.
Yeah,
So
whatever.
she's really able to reach major pop icon status, peak late 2000s pop, while still maintaining country vibes. Like Love Story, White Horse, You Belong With Me, 15, and of course Fearless. But really, You Belong With Me was that song that, like, I think just like exploded everywhere. The video, the endless memes. The awards was just wild. I love the memes of that video.
Yeah, with like the holding the sign in the window
What's
and stuff.
wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
I hate it. It's so. Ugh. But it's also. Here's what I think about this song and that video. It's incredibly toxic. I really don't like this video.
Yeah.
I definitely read critiques about like how this is not how it's supposed to be, how like. You're trying to pull this person out of their relationship just because the girl is on a cheerleading team and
Right.
she's,
It's very
you know what
much
I
goes in
mean?
line with that, like, I'm not like other girls cliche,
I
you
am
know?
not like other girls.
Right.
I don't like, I just, it like from the female side, it's not healthy because it's still the same on the male side when guys tell women in their songs, don't go out with them, go out with me because I'm not like him. I will love you.
Right.
You know,
It's the
it's
female
just.
equivalent of the I'm a nice guy, so
I'm a
like,
nice guy.
yeah.
I'm a nice girl. It's just like it's not healthy, but
Right.
it's a bop. It's a bop.
Yeah,
Like,
right, yeah.
yo, this is it's really fast food. Like, I just had a McMuffin for breakfast. It's not good for me, but it's tasty. So, yeah, I love the memes. Also, this was the magic year where Kanye West fucking jumped up and took her fucking shine. Let's listen to some of that goodness, because it is great.
At least
God
one
damn
of
it, it's an ad.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
I still believe she told him to go do it on a dare and then pretended to be surprised.
Well, it's the exact kind of chaotic nature that, like, Kanye West has. Just,
Yeah.
he's a true, true chaotic.
He is beyond chaos. He is just
If there was
wild.
a chaotic alignment, that's
It's
him.
Kanye. It's
Yeah, it's
Kanye.
Kanye.
It never gets old. I still find it funny. But I feel so bad for her that you won Video of the Year or whatever. And fucking Kanye. This was Kanye when he was going out with Amber Rose. when he had swirls in his hair.
Oh yeah.
This was like, I'm in a bad place, Kanye. You're 18, and this rapper, Kanye West, comes up in front of millions of people saying, "Your video sucks dick. Beyoncé is way better than you." Beyoncé's like, "What?" Just like, Jesus, that must fucking suck.
Yeah, it's definitely an asshole move.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Do I still find it funny?
Of course you
Yes.
do, yeah.
Because he Kanye shrugs. He's like, "All right," and walks away. I
So
was just
on
like,
brand.
very on brand. But this song garnered huge crossover into the mainstream. I think this was like her first foray into like leaving country a bit and going more pop route,
It was more like pop country. It's
it
definitely
was
still country, but
it
it
was that
was,
kind of middle. It
yeah.
was that little middle right there. Love Story sold over 6.5 million copies and held the number one spot in country until Lady Antebellum came with Need You Now
Oh God, that song
and
played
crushed it.
forever.
That song is terrible.
It's one of those songs that I think I used to like, but I can't remember a time that I liked it because I've heard it so many times that
This
like
song.
that's the same thing that happened to me for the that first Adele song. I'm blanking on the name. But you know, the first song that made Adele huge.
Oh, yeah.
I can't listen to that song anymore because I've heard it so many times. I'm just so burnt out on it.
It is. Need You Now by Lady Antebellum is the theme song for guys who can't pay child support
Oh my God.
and miss their fucking wives.
Jeez.
These are guys in like real hobunk bars playing Lady Antebellum somewhere in Southern Virginia. So her tour for this album, a lot of cities, majority of cities sold out within 1 minute. Like if we sat in silence for a minute, imagine all those seats being filled, like in a heartbeat.
That's crazy.
Led Zeppelin reuniting did not have that kind of attention, did not have that kind of response from fans. And she smashed so many records with this fucking album. She won Canadian Country Music Top Selling Album, which I did not know was a fucking thing.
News to me.
Canadian country? Where in Quebec?
I'd love to.
Where in
I
Quebec?
hope that instead of trucks, it's about moose.
You just see moose in every shot, mounties.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
It's like maple
God.
syrup and mousse.
I need someone to message us and tell us what Canadian country sounds like. I really want to
I
know.
have questions.
I have a million questions. CMA Award, Academy of Country Music for Album of the Year. AMA for Favorite Country Album won the Grammy for Album of the Year. That is wild. And you're only 18.
Yeah.
You could quit music and live off this shit for the rest of your fucking life. But she didn't, as we all know. That is where my research ends. So I'm kind of freestyling from here on out.
Great.
I was kind of busy yesterday.
I
Speak
mean,
Now.
I did
Did you
less.
like that album?
Fearless? Or, oh, Speak
Speak
Now,
Now.
sorry. I thought you
Speak
were
Now.
telling me to speak.
Speak Now.
That was one of the ones I didn't really super listen to. Like,
Okay.
I know a handful of the songs on here. I remember I didn't like the song Mean. I thought it was
Okay.
kind of annoying. Some of these are, I would consider classics, like Back to December.
Okay.
And mine. But this was an album that I barely listened to. Like most of the songs that are on it, I know because it was on the radio and because it was out in the world and not
Oh
because I
yeah.
listened to it at all.
Oh yeah.
So this and Red, I barely listened to.
I think Fearless may be, aside from 1984, is that the album?
1989, but nice try.
89. I see what I mean? I just don't care. But I will say I like that album a lot. I thought that was a solid album.
Which one?
1989.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I thought that was really good.
And that was her first time, like, fully doing pop. Like, fully dedicating.
Full pop.
Yeah. Because even Red, like, there are definitely some songs on Red that are more pop than I would say country. Like, if I didn't know about her history, I would listen to some songs and be like, this is pop. But there are other songs that lean more towards country. So, like, it's kind of like, I think Red was really her last time kind of, like, figuring out what she wanted to do. Because she does a little bit of both in, like, different ratios throughout it.
I think it's getting to that point where she's finding her niche of, like, her like, audience is growing up. And so, at some point, people just don't like country, and she's just going to move over to pop.
Right.
Because pop just pays more.
I do think one thing I respect about how her music has changed throughout her entire career is that it feels like I feel like she evolves very naturally.
Yes.
Where you get some musicians who, like, they'll do some random jump, or, like, every album is different.
Yeah, they
do big
jumps.
Or they'll stay exactly the same, or, like, barely noticeably change for so many years. And I feel like with her, it is just a very gradual change from one thing to another, and it makes sense as an evolution, both with the times as well as with her as an artist.
Yeah, and it's also wild, like, it has been said that she reached heights at such a young age with kind of genre crossovers a bit that people hadn't seen since Shania Twain's Up album.
Well, you know, she said that Shania Twain was like a huge
was
influence
a big
for
influence,
her.
Yeah.
As she should be. Shania Twain is
Shania
amazing.
Shania Twain is
a true
a goddess.
She is. I love her.
A goddess.
And also, at such a young age, to be as successful as she was so young, like, that's a lot of pressure. And
to maintain it for the past 10 years.
Right, and she never had a Britney moment,
She never had a Britney moment.
Like, she's had moments, but she's never, like...
She never
again,
shaved her head.
Much like none of her albums have, like, tanked, she's never, like, lost control, if that makes sense. And
if
I
Taylor
think
Swift
that's
ever
incredibly
does
impressive.
If she ever does, like, a full electronic album, I will purchase that.
I would
love to see her.
I'd be so interested.
Jump the
well,
boat.
Well, now she's doing more like synthy pop, so that might be the next step. Like
that
she might
be, the next
be
step.
Transitioning into like electronic, and I'd listen to it. I'd be intrigued.
Watching her on NPR made me appreciate her as an artist and a musician.
Yeah.
Because it's just her and a guitar singing songs. And I'm like, yo, she could literally tour with just her and a guitar. And she would just fucking sell.
Right. I think a lot of people just think of her now for a lot of, like, the more, like, pop stuff. Especially the songs that go everywhere. Like, Shake It Off, you know, is, like, a thing, TM. And, you know the... Have you heard the song, one of the singles off her most recent album that she did with Panic at the Disco? I think it's called Me.
Yes. I was listening to that the other day.
I will say, I think that song is garbage. I do not like it.
I do agree as well. Because I heard it, I was just like, I don't like any part of this fucking
like,
song.
It feels like, as you like to say, it feels like mall music to me. Like,
it's
Can't
mall
Stop
music.
The Feeling, it feels very much like that. And it's a song that, like, 30 seconds in, I was already sick of it. So I don't think that song is good. And I think a lot of people think of her for, like, that kind of music because it gets big and gets played everywhere, like Shake It Off. But then, like, she does have more range than that, and she has enough talent and skill to just sit there with a guitar, like you said, and sing and still do well, you know? And I think people forget that because they forget that that's kind of how she started.
Blank space, baby. Blank space. Bad Blood.
There you go.
It's all great stuff. We're not mentioning a lot of these songs were inspired by guys that she dated because that is for fucking part two.
Yeah, that's a...
That is...
Part two's for the context.
we're just viewing facts and positive things.
And
next
we're
part,
focusing on the music, yeah.
Yeah, we're saying clean, guys.
Yeah, I will
you
say,
can listen to this show with your mom.
I will say, though, like, earlier when you were asking me if I could only play one album by her, if it wasn't the first album, it would be 1989.
1989.
Especially if, like, if I could only, like, if I had to choose one for albums and that's the only music I could listen to for the rest of my life, I'd probably do 1989 because there's more variety, I guess, if that makes sense.
My thing is, she has so many hits on every album
Yeah.
that it's not just two, three hits here, like most people. She has like eight. She
Yeah.
has five plus hits.
Yeah.
Like, you know how much fucking work that is?
It's insane, yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy that she has like so many hits.
That like doesn't happen.
Her tour for Reputation garnered $345 million.
Yeah.
Touring alone. That's fucking nuts.
She's worth a ton of money now.
She's worth approximately, estimated, $350 million.
Yeah.
Like,
That's a lot.
fuck you. That is a lot of money. But
Yeah.
she worked for that shit though.
She did work for
She
that.
worked for that.
She would, yeah,
But
she.
man.
Like, and I'm like looking at the years on her albums, she consistently put out an album every 2 years, except for
That's work.
Reputation, which was 3 years.
3 years,
But
yeah.
every single other one was every single 2 years, and like that's pretty impressive. Again, like the consistency, like no one can argue that she's not incredibly consistent.
She is very consistent. She is the very definition of consistent. Say what you will about her. These are numbers that you don't see, that you won't see for a fucking while.
No.
Like, she's not even old yet. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
Like,
she's not even 30. She's
she's
still in her
still
20s.
young.
She's
Like,
still
yo,
in her
she's not
20s.
there yet.
It's insane.
If you've ever felt like a failure, you should feel like one now. You should have tapped into that teenage country market. You should have stole money from Catherine when you had the chance. Yeah, so my thing is, I don't know if she, I haven't read anything about this, but I'm pretty positive she has signed an exclusive deal with Target. Because whenever I go into Target, there's like their own Target edition of
She
Taylor
has
Swift
before,
albums.
at least in the past. I don't know
Yeah.
if she currently has one, but she's definitely partnered with Target a number of times before. Which makes
Yeah.
sense because if you look at like her Target audience, like let's be real, they're people who shop at Target. So like that's a partnership that absolutely makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so honestly, big ups to Taylor Swift. Insert applause for being amazing for these past fucking 10 years. Like, as much as I don't like her music a lot, I will commend her for the fucking work and the artistry it takes to be this good for so long.
Like, objectively, you have to have respect
You,
for
oh
her
yeah.
career, if nothing else.
And she does make bops. Like, if I hear a song,
Absolutely.
like, I'll know it. Like, just hearing, You Belong With Me was just like flashbacks to high school. It was
Yeah.
disgusting.
Also, the song that she, one of her newer songs, the You Need to Calm Down, I
Yeah.
won't lie, I'm into that song. I enjoy it. Like, I don't actively listen to it a lot because I think I'll get sick of it if I do, but it's catchy. Like,
Catchy. When's her new album coming out?
what do you mean her
Soon,
new
right?
album? It already released.
Wait, what?
Lover?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
Dude, it
right. That's right. That's
released
right.
like a
For
couple
some
months
reason, I thought
ago?
Lover was like last year because I had just saw it. I'm
No.
just like, oh, this is old.
No,
I'm like,
this
I
is
don't
her
know.
new one.
I love that cover.
Yeah, I'm super into the cover.
I'm really into the
The
cover. I was
aesthetics
like,
are nice.
I'm really fucking with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lover. Wow, Lover. Yeah, dude. Fucking damn it. I'm sure she's gonna come up with some new shit next year.
Well, I mean,
Late, late next year.
if she's following her every 2 year rule, we have
Two-year
another
rule.
2 years, so.
Yeah, this will be quite wild. Also, she's teamed up with Jack Antonoff. So I could do an entire episode on this one guy, because he really helps write some of your favorite pop music right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's a really good writer. So her teaming up with him is like only just making massive hits. So my thing is, do you think in another 10 years, like, what's her musical direction going to be?
Another 10 years.
Another 10 years.
I
Because we've
mean,
seen her go from kind of country pop and now synth pop. So where's she going now? Do you feel she goes back? I feel like she would go back.
I think she's way too past country now. I don't think she would go back to it.
Don't think so.
I think as both as a person and in as an artist, I don't think country is a natural return for her.
Okay.
From what I know about her and like her stances on things and things that she's been doing and talked about, country doesn't seem like a place she would go. I think she is going to continue with pop adjacent things. I don't think she's going to fully change genres again, but I do think she's going to kind of explore the subgenres of pop. Because there are honestly so many. Like, you can stay within the pop umbrella and do so many different things. Like, there's so much under that. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of potential. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture. Shut up. I feel like I could see her doing a full acoustic album. I feel like after, like, you know, doing pop and, like, electronic pop for a while now, you kind of want to turn down the noise and just go back to, like, the very bare-bone basics of
I think that'd be really interesting. I think she should
definitely do that. I guess you're doing a full acoustic album.
Right. I can definitely see that.
Or doing, like, acoustic covers of her own songs. Right.
Like literally just release songs. Taking one of her albums and just releasing an acoustic version of it. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'd be behind that. I'd listen to that. Like,
it would play in every cafe ever.
And I mean, we know she does acoustic covers. She does the acoustic cover of September that I hate.
That is a bad cover. That is not good.
Because I've ranted about this on the podcast all of you before that think it's about good. How it basically took a fun disco song and made it not fun. Well, because especially if it's like not your music and you're taking a song that has so much character, to just slow it down and make it a generic slow acoustic cover, I think just takes all the fun out of it. If you're taking a song that's already like putting a fun twist, like, or putting your own twist on it, I don't think slowing down and making it acoustic is a good enough way to put your own twist on it. But especially if it's her own music, I think just doing acoustic covers of it is like, I think that's totally fine. It's a different vibe, you know?
I feel that strongly.
But like slow acoustic covers of disco music, I'm not interested.
I wanna be very perfectly clear that this is the most tame episode I've ever been. I've been very tame today.
I think it's because, I think it's the video call and the headphones. That's my theory.
Yeah, this is the first episode where we're not together.
This is true. How's it feel?
It's quiet. It's quiet. I haven't showered. It's not too bad.
That's pretty gross. Go shower. You're disgusting.
You're disgusting!
No, I showered. I'm not. I smell amazing.
Okay. It's been a good time, but I'm very tame. Well, we were very strictly talking about the music.
Yeah, it's not going to be tame next time.
So I think part two will be me unleashed and just like go in on everything, you know.
Yeah,
I think it'd be fun because I think in part two I'm gonna talk about her playing the victim a lot, which she fucking does all the fucking time. She plays the victim a lot, and it's fucking annoying because it's white guilt and it's hard for me to take that shit seriously.
Fair point.
Please join us next time when we talk about part due on Taylor Swift. So don't forget to rate and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts because that only helps us.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Insta. Tell your friends. Share it on Instagram. You know. Oh, and big ups to Cheektowaga once again in upstate New York near Buffalo. For being a top listener. Big ups to that city. We have to go to Cheektowaga now, Catherine.
We appreciate you, whatever that was. Whatever city that is.
We will visit at some point on our way to Toronto. Because that's usually when I pass through Buffalo.
I never have. Can't relate.
Yeah, I can't. It's unrelatable content. Awesome. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Da-da-da-da.